And finally today, Holly Cook is someone you might call British music royalty. Her father, Paul Cook, was the drummer for the famed punk rock band The Sex Pistols, and her mom, Jenny, sang backup vocals for the 80s pop group Culture Club. Now, Cook is continuing her family's musical legacy, but with a sound that's all her own. That's the title track off her new album, Happy Hour, which is a fun, unique blend of reggae-inspired dance songs. And Holly Cook joins us now to tell us more about this album. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
Thank you so much for being here. Your album has been on repeat for me the last couple weeks. And we said at the top, you come from this kind of famed musical family in the UK. Your dad was in the Sex Pistols. Your mom was a backup singer for Culture Club. I understand Boy George is your godfather. At what point did you kind of realize that, you know, music was going to be your life too?
Good question. I think when I first started going to see live music, which I was lucky enough to have been able to do from a young age because my dad was playing out, you know, when I was nine, he was playing with a Scottish singer called Edwin Collins, who had some huge hits in the 90s and was in band Orange Juice in the 80s. So that was like my first kind of real taste for experiencing like attending live shows, and I was really enamored by the experience and was very, very into music and singing at that point. And I think that from there the love of attending live shows developed into wanting to do them myself over the years.
And let's play a little bit more of your record. I want to start with one of my favorite tracks, which is called Moving On.
Oh, nice.
So this record really feels like a masterclass in lover's rock, which is this subgenre of reggae that, to be honest, a lot of our audience might not be familiar with. Could I just have you kind of explain, I guess, what lover's rock is?
It is more the kind of literally the love element lyrically within the reggae genres. It's reggae love songs. It's a genre that I felt personally connected to when I first heard it, I guess because it seemed from when I was discovering, you know, the subgenres within reggae, like very female led. It was a sound that the UK itself really latched onto. It was just a side of reggae that really touched my heart, to be honest.
Let's listen to another song, another one that I've been listening to a bunch called Unkind Love. Let's have a listen. So am I right thinking that that song has a shout out to Amy Winehouse, the song Love is a Losing Game?
Loosely, yes. I mean, of course, Amy Winehouse is like one of my most loved musical artists ever, to be honest with you. So to kind of pay homage to any part of her music seemed like a really nice thing to do. And the sentiment of that line works so well within the subject matter of Unkind Love, which was the first song that I wrote for what I didn't know then would be an album. And it was the first song that I wrote with Ben McCone and Luke Allwood, who produced the album, who are members of the General Roots band, who have been my live backing band for about the last 8 years. And I really wanted to make this record with them. And so, yeah, that was a cold, dark November evening. We thought that we'd try our hand at collaborating together and see what happened when we wrote. And that was our first song. So it was a strong start.
And how has touring been? I know you're joining us for this interview from one of your touring vans. How's touring been so far?
So far, it's been great. It's been like, it's the summer season, so it's all festivals at this point. It feels like summer. The weather's great. Everyone's so happy to be back out playing live and attending live music events. So on that side of things, it's really joyous. I have found like a whole new love and appreciation for playing live now.
Well, and I definitely feel like reggae to me sounds like summer music. I mean, that is just like such a... I have to imagine that people at the festival scene are just like... I guess, what has the reaction been from the people who are listening to your music? It feels like music that's kind of made for this time of year.
Yeah, it is. I feel like I was born to perform at this time of year as well. Like, I feel very much in my natural habitat, like in the sunshine. I'm very much solar powered. I think that my music spreads good energy and positivity, and people in the sunshine seem to receive it very well.
Yeah, that's part of why, yeah, I was so drawn to it. I think I have a vacation on the beach in a week, and I feel like I've just been listening to it in preparation, and I've somehow managed to transport myself early to the beach and to laying in the sun. I always like to give our musicians that we have on the show kind of the last say on what song kind of plays you out. Is there a song on the record that you'd like to play here at the end?
Yes, I think probably Move My Way. It's, I'd say, the biggest departure from what people may know my, like, sound to be, and I really wanted to push those boundaries and, yeah, just more than anything, write a song about having fun and partying with my friends, you know, and that's definitely the mood that I have been trying to obtain for the last little while, so that would be my one.
Yeah, definitely a summer state of mind. That was Holly Cook. Her new album, Happy Hour, is available now. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I've waited so long.